This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most endearing things about Christmas, and I guess it depends on age as much as anything else, Jay. What happens on Christmas in the minds and the memories of a lot of people who served this country in uniform in the 1960s and 1970s. Actually, I think it may have started late 50s, but I'm not sure. The Bob Hope Christmas Trip. And every year NBC, the network that carried the Bob Hope Show, would do a special in January, taken from, they sent a crew, and every year Bob Hope would go out on a tour. It lasts about 10 days, 2 weeks, and he'd bring some really attractive, like Raquel Welch, some attractive star and some dancers and the stuff that would make the men, mostly in uniform, just go, woo-hoo! And, well, they did. And it was purposeful on Bob Hope's part. Anyway, he always started with a monologue, same as he did on his television program. And we've captured some of the best moments from those monologues over the 20-some-odd years. I think he did it for 24 years, as a matter of fact. We captured some of those, and I thought it would be neat to kind of edit them all together. What more appropriate Christmas message and memory is there than to hear thanks for the memories and then clips of some of the monologues, Bob Hope entertaining the troops around the world at Christmas time. So away we go.
Show, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are in Tokyo, Japan. Excuse me if I sound like I got pebbles in my mouth today. Last night they gave me a sake over the rocks, and I think they used real rocks. I love that sake. It's like swallowing shaving lotion using the razor blade for a chaser. And I want to tell you, I'm really great with chopsticks. I haven't eaten anything yet, but I've started 3 fires. Winter is the best time to visit Japan, although if you're coming from where you fellas have been, any time will do, huh? And you get some wonderful bargains in Tokyo. In one store, they offered me a nice 45-piece tea set for $2.98. I said, how can you sell it so cheap? And the man said, it's imported. Those peasants in New Jersey work for practically nothing. To be here with the 2nd Infantry Division at the DMZ. I had to come. They told me the infiltrators were starved for entertainment. Yes, sir, this is the DMZ. That's an expression meaning you've only got one, so keep it close to the ground. Well, the number one industry here in Korea is heisting. By the time we landed and taxied in, the plane had changed hands 6 times. These guns, if they don't laugh, we fire. That's isn't it great? We ought to have those at NBC in Burbank. But I love Korea. When I landed, a 9-year-old kid tried to sell me a set of luggage. I said, where is it? And he said, it's still on the plane. I was walking down the street in Seoul yesterday, barefoot. Last thing I remember was paying for the shine. I caught the bellhop wearing my monogram shirt. He swore his name was Bung Ho.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at Coochie by the Sea. By the VC. Headquarters of the 25th Infantry from Hawaii, and they don't let you forget it either, I'll tell you. The only base in Vietnam where the dogs wear grass skirts. Their flag is a cobra rampant on a field of pineapples. Don't mind me. I got up this morning and found a mosquito flying away with my malaria pills. Last year, as we left the strip in our C-130 here, they fired at us from the end of the runway. And the MPs flushed out 3 Kong and 2 critics. And I didn't mind the trip coming over here, but the shots are murder. I've had so many shots that when I go to see a doctor, I back into his office. It's my best side. I've been jabbed in so many places and nobody will stand next to me in the washroom. Hong Kong flu is currently sweeping the United States. Isn't that great? You're stuck here and the germs get back to the States. Aunt Margaret had a little touch of the flu. I get the feeling that some germs really know where it's at. I want to tell you, we're just thrilled to be here in Cameron Bay, the world's biggest sand trap. That's your CO. It's the first time I've seen a 3-star camel. I hear you work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Man, you guys must... Man, all I want to say is you must be loaded with all that overtime, huh? Tell me this is the biggest supply depot in the world. They have more spare parts than Crosby's doctor. I want to just say that we are just thrilled to be here in this beautiful, cool spot. Now I want to ask something. Can anyone take a message to the military airlift command? The outfit that furnished our plane. Will you tell them we made it anyway? No, they gave us a beautiful plane, a 141. That was the year it was built. I didn't really get nervous till I saw the engineer out on the wing with a coal shovel stoking. Sir, here we are aboard the USS Hancock. What is this, John Wayne's canoe? You guys are lucky. Jackie Kennedy doesn't have 1/10 this much, and you didn't have to marry the captain to get it. But I can't believe this belongs to the Navy. How'd Howard Hughes ever let a gambling layout this size get away from him? This is one of our older ships, but considering its age, it can move along pretty good. 18 knots on a gallon of prune juice. We had a nice trip yesterday when we flew from Bangkok to Benoa. Wonderful trip. We lost an engine and my stomach at the same time. You know how they say your whole life flashes before you? I barely had time to take 3 bows before I threw myself around Rosie Greer. You don't have to be an astronaut to know about soft landings, I want to tell you that. Of course, I never worry because I carry a cross, a St. Christopher medal, and a Star of David. When I go, I'm going to blame everybody. I just want to say we're in beautiful Thailand, ladies and gentlemen, where in October you get the monsoons, and in December you get me. Here we are at Nak An Phanom. I had an idea we were going to a strange base when the pilot threw away the map and took out a Ouija board. This base is so secret that they make you land backwards. Which is par for our pilot. Now, this base is so far out, it hasn't been discovered yet. Rand and McNally got 8 miles from here and decided to turn back before they fell off. This is my third time here in Knock on Phnom. I can't help myself. I'm hooked on buffalo burgers. This is a beautiful spot. Just add a little water and you got instant swamp. I talked to your medical officer. It wasn't easy. He was busy sacrificing a goat. And they tell me this is right next to Laos, which is a neutral country. Laugh it up. That's as funny as I'm going to get. Miss girls here. At rehearsal, I noticed one GI winking at the camera. I asked him why, and he said, when you've been here 10 months, you don't take chances. If it's got legs, you wink. God. Who are these, Democrats? They got my best side. I've never played a housing project before. Thank you very much. Thrilled to be here at Sattahip on the beautiful Gulf of Siam. In Utapa. This base has one of the longest runways in the world. It's the only one with a Howard Johnson. Now, that name is on the level. Sattahip. I thought it was named for the way my pants fit. I guess you know what's been going on back home. Nixon captured Washington and Jackie took over Greece. Yeah. Anyway, we got a new president, Mr. Nixon, and I know you remember Nixon, Ike's caddy. We have...
Hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, hear me out. There's only one thing that can make the holidays even more magical, and it's Kohl's clearance deals. I just got 70% off some really great favorites for winter, like cozy fleece sweatshirts for my kids, a cute sweater for me, and comfy pajamas for my husband. Kohl's for the win. And now I'm off to share my holiday haul with my family. Select styles, up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads Bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his rain.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now on Good Day on Thanksgiving Day, Doug and Jay, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Please make sure that you are dressed as well as you can be, that you have a very positive, good, strong attitude, that you're looking forward to spending time with the family. I know I am, and I know Jay is, so hopefully you will as well. And then after you have floundered around eating too much and look to Calitrin to help you lose your weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People will no doubt, because the airwaves, both radio and television, are full of advertisements already for Black Friday. So Black Friday for whatever. Black Friday, originally called Black Friday, because it was at this time of the year that most retail outlets begin to make money. It is from January 1st until Thanksgiving that they cover their expenses. Most retailers, whether they be national big box stores or whether it be the local retailers, pretty much across the board, it takes to this time of the year for things to get paid for and the things to break even. So from now till the end of the year, pretty much the profit motive takes over, and that was the that is why it's called Black Friday, because yeah, the store owners are in the black, not in the red. Anyway, people have twisted it around to have different meanings, but that's really what it's all about. So, Jay, would you like to recount for people? This is all over social media, so we give you the first foray into some of the deals that you can get online or in the stores. You want to highlight some of them?
Yeah, and there are a lot, especially with Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Target. You can do, if you're looking for a vacuum, a new vacuum, like the robot vacuums, there are a lot of deals with those where they could be anywhere from like $250, as low as just a little over $100, to up towards $1,000, and those are with the deals. You can get Sony headphones at Best Buy or a new Apple MacBook Air laptop. You can get that on Amazon. Best Buy has that too. You have the video doorbell security systems, which everybody is getting into now. I think that was one of those things that people kind of poo-pooed in a way of like, seriously, I already have a doorbell, it's fine. And now as we're getting more and more packages delivered and door dashing and even
here's
just
my,
monitoring the neighborhood.
Here's my doorbell. You ready? Here's my doorbell.
Ready?
There it is.
I'm a little shocked that that's the noise you have. That is like an evil sound laugh. There you go. That's warrior speed. Yep.
That was for Halloween. This is for Thanksgiving. All right. What else do we have here that looks like a big deal?
A lot of smartwatches. You have the Apple Watch Series 8 and 9 that are available at Amazon for $300 to $350. Garmin Instinct, the Fitbit Sense 2, which Fitbit is great. Like, if you don't need a whole bunch of bells and whistles, although Fitbit's getting into the game too, the VTech Kitty Zoom smartwatch, which is really great for children, that's like $33. You have headphone deals, phone deals. There are TV deals, which everybody loves those. You have the Amazon Fire TV 32-inch. They're great.
Samsungs are popular as well. Those in the LGs, as long as they aren't made in China, that's great. If they're made in China, most of these are made, I think, in Korea, aren't they, or Japan? I don't think too much of this stuff is made in Japan. But look at what you're buying. Unfortunately, it isn't highlighted. When you go to Amazon, much of the stuff that you buy there is made in China. Certainly the Walmart website is loaded with that crap, and much of the Best Buy deals are on things that are made in China. So if you want to be, in my mind, a good American, you don't buy the stuff made in China. Okay, that's my happy Thanksgiving wish to you. Buy, 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 but don't buy things that are made in China. That's that story and some of the suggestions, thanks to Jay. Doug Steffen here at 28 past the hour on Thanksgiving Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. A U.S. senator out with his annual Festivus complaint list about government spending, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with the report. reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills. Photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds. And the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Christmas. Chuck Curry is here. Chuck has been doing a series of interviews. He and one of his other broadcast colleagues have found some very interesting, I suppose we call it in terms of movie moments, these are stars. These are people who have participated in movies through the year and through the years in many instances. And Chuck, in his own unique style, has a way of getting into the actors' heads and talking about their accomplishments and what they're doing now. So here's Chuck Curry on Christmas Day.
Very, very special guest, Chicago native Andrew Davis, the acclaimed director of such big hits as A Fugitive, Under Siege, Code of Silence, and Above the Law. Andrew currently re-promoting a film, his directorial debut, a movie called Stony Island that he shot back in 1978. Which is shot in the backdrop of South Side of Chicago and the celebration of R&B music. To quote Andrew on a press release, he says it's a story of music, how it makes us one. Andrew, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's talk about Stony Island. I got a chance to watch it last night. I also watched you behind the scenes featurette that you shot in 2012, and I thought both were fascinating. And my first points on Stony Island, when I watched it, I loved the cinematography and I loved the look and how they use Chicago as a backdrop. In a lot of ways, it reminded me, I'm a Brooklynite, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, so I always relate to a lot of films that are shot in New York City. And it sort of reminded me very much of, say, a Martin Scorsese movie, Mean Streets, or Taxi Driver, or even Joseph Sargent's 1973 thriller, The Taking of Pelham 123, how it uses a city as a major character. Now, I know this movie is very important to you simply because it was your first film. It was shot on a budget of $300,000, which you raised in your featurette. It described from family and friends. It's sort of a love letter to music. Describe where you were in 1978, how this film got off the ground, and what it means to you in the annals of your overall career.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing all that research and watching all those elements of the movie. In 1978, I was a frustrated cinematographer who couldn't get in the union. And I decided that was, I had gone from working in Chicago as an assistant cameraman, and I graduated in 68 from the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. Roger Ebert was the editor of the Daily Illini in those days. And I came to Chicago and started working, loading magazines and working on commercials and documentaries. And I met a guy named Haskell Wexler through my parents, who were friends with Haskell, and through Studs Terkel, the great, incredible writer and raconteur. And Haskell was making a movie called Medium Cool. He was an Academy Award-winning cinematographer who had done In the Heat of the Night, Thomas Crown Affair. And so he hired me to work on a phantom unit loading magazines during the police riot in Chicago in the 68 convention. So that was a pretty gritty way to start in the industry. And after that, I started shooting commercials, and I won an award for shooting a commercial with Duke Ellington when I was 21 years old.
So you won a Clio.
I won a Clio, exactly. And I had this reel of commercials, and I came out to California, and I said to Haskell, you know, I want to be in the industry. He says, well, you know, it's really hard to get in the union, you know, but he introduced me to a guy named Hal Ashby, the great director, who wanted me to shoot second unit on Harold and Maude, and I couldn't get in the union. Anyway, make a long story short, I decided, having seen Mean Streets and having seen American Graffiti, that I'm going to make a movie about where I grew up. And my brother was a white kid growing up in a black neighborhood who was putting an R&B band together. And he was handsome and he was talented. And I said, I'm going to do a film about my kid brother. He was cheap and he was available because I pulled him out of college. And my mother never, you know, there's in the documentary, he says, you know, my mother and father probably wanted me to be a doctor or something like that. He would have been a great doctor, but he became a musician. He says, but I heal people with my music. And you see him playing in front of 50,000 people in Grand Park, you know, you understand that. So I made this film about my kid brother growing up on the South Side, struggling to put a band together with his buddy Stony Robinson, who lived down the street. And we were lucky to find the money by raising it independently. And I found a guy named Gene Barge through a friend who was a producer who had been at Chess Records, whose rhythm section at Chess Records was Donny Hathaway and Maurice White, who later started Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Gene Barge was a great sax player. He was known as Daddy G with Gary and the U.S. Bonds. School Is Out, Quarter to Three. Play it, Daddy G. That's Gene's solo. And he became the mentor to this band. And he brought a rhythm section that he was working with Natalie Cole on her first album, you know, and which later won a Grammy. And so it's a story about struggling musicians meeting more sophisticated musicians and putting a band together and their journey to try to get off the ground.
Now, your brother's in this movie, Richie Davis, and it was really fascinating for me and a lot of fun, because I got to be honest with you, I'm certainly a fan of your work. I think you're a great filmmaker. I was not really aware of this film. So when I watched it, to see Dennis Franz in the movie, Susanna Hoffs, Ray Dong Chong, who was a female lead in Commando when Arnold Schwarzenegger and did a movie called Soul Man. She's a very talented actress. I thought, to me, that was just a lot of fun to watch that. Now, just the memory of shooting the film, working with these people who obviously you're close to, what would be the highlight of that shoot overall?
Well, just so everybody got to know and love each other, you know, and it was a struggle. It wasn't like anybody was getting more money than somebody else because nobody got any really, you know, it was basically enough to feed yourself, you know. And
right.
And I think that it was, we were making it up as we went along in some ways, which became sort of a template of you know, The Fugitive has a lot of improvisation in it. Holes doesn't, but The Fugitive did. And so I was able to work with non-actors and some talented young actors and great musicians and sort of let them do their thing and bring out what they had to show. And that was a lot of fun. It was very rewarding. And, you know, then when the film was finished, we found somebody who wanted to buy it and release it. And
right.
We, you know, got great rave reviews. I mean, the reviews on Stony Island were as good as any movie I ever did, including Holes and The Fugitive. And
wow.
And so it got put out. But in those days, you know, white theater owners didn't want black kids coming into their theater. And they pulled the picture. And they renamed it My Main Man from Stony Island, which was not, you know, it wasn't a blaxploitation film. It was a film about music
not at all.
And a common language. Right? And so the film, there was no VHS, there was no cable. There was, if it wasn't in a theater in 1978, you couldn't see it. So now years later,
correct.
We did a documentary about the making of it, and now it's available on all these different platforms for people all over to see. And, you know, if they go to AndrewDavisFilms.com, you can watch that documentary for free. And
it's a great documentary. And I would recommend, by the way, for people listening, we're on the line with director Andrew Davis. I would highly recommend anybody who watches Stony Island, one, you should watch it, Andrew Davis' first film from 1978. But that documentary gave me so much insight. It is a beautiful, perfect companion piece. And it really is a piece of history. Looking back, and one of the things, Andrew, that I would say about streaming, there's things I don't like about streaming. I want new movies to play in theaters. I think the collective experience between the audience and the film is a very special, unique cultural event in this theater that I cherish. But what I do love about streaming, it gives a chance for people to see this movie, rediscover it on a digital platform. And it's really quite unique that 45 years later, you're on the line with me re-promoting a film that was your initial baby in 1978. I think that's an amazing thing. I really do.
Yeah, well, you know, if you take, first of all, if you look at the film on a big screen and you listen to it with a good sound system, it'll be rewarding. You know, it'll feel, don't watch it on your phone, you know what I mean? And I
agree with you 100%.
We had a screening last week at the Gene Siskel Film Center in Chicago. And I heard it in 5.1. Mm-hmm. And the music is really hip. You know, it's not only the music in the band, but the score, which was done by David Matthews, who was a great jazz producer at CPI,
right.
With David Sanborn playing sax. And, you know, it's got a lyrical kind of quality. You know, The Fugitive with James Newton Howard did the score to that. And it's got all these shots of the city and Tommy Lee and Harrison. Well, the same thing is going on in Stony Island. You get a real sense of the city, and you get to go on this journey with these kids in subways and in rehearsal halls and stuff like that, making music. So it's a journey. You get to go to a time and a place that doesn't exist anymore and see attractive young kids who are talented and wearing bell bottoms and stuff, you know, and live a life.
So when you watch that movie with a crowd at the Gene Siskel Center in November, what was that like? What was the reception? How did people perceive? What did you feel watching it with an audience?
I felt like it was a wonderful introduction into a world that people could be part of. You know, and whether you were 80 years old or you were 16, you could dig it. You know, even younger. And it's got a really warm, touching message because it's about a mentor who helps these kids put this band together. And then, you know, they got to take care of him when he's not in good shape, you know?
I agree.
It resonates today. It resonates today with people wanting to get along with each other, you know?
I agree. That's the focal point in the message. Again, on the line with Andrew Davis, acclaimed director of movies like The Fugitive and Under Siege, promoting a re-release digitally of a film he shot in 1978 called Stony Island. I just want to bring up, you know, when I think about the 1970s filmmaking, I'm 57 years old, Andrew, and I grew up in Brooklyn. One of the first big memories in my life was 1972. My parents took me to a single-screen movie theater in Brooklyn, the Avalon. We sat in the balcony, and we watched The Poseidon Adventure with Gene Hackman and Ernest Borgnine, which has become my all-time favorite movie. And I look at the 70s in my memory. I was a little boy, but I remember, if you go on YouTube, you could watch people standing on around city blocks waiting online to get into The Exorcist. It was a different breed of filmmaking. You take a movie like Dog Day Afternoon, Sidney Lumet's great film with Al Pacino. The style and this type of filmmaking, the film stock.
I got to interrupt you. You're talking about two directors who were big influences on me. Billy Friedkin from Chicago, who hired my father, who's actually in Stony Island, who hired my father to be in one of his early documentaries. He made French Connection, which had a huge impact on me as a filmmaker. Sidney Lumet, who with an amazing career doing reality-based dramas, including Dog Day Afternoon and, you know, so many others. Another big influence on me, Norman Jewison, those kind of directors.
That's awesome.
Were the people that I looked at, you know, and Haskell Webster was the guy who shot films for those guys and also influenced me. So there's a quality and look to my films that goes back to that. You know, and I had The Fugitive's got a different rhythm and a different pace than those films have, but there's a quality to trying to keep it honest. And that's what Stony Island is about. It's about an honest look at what kids were going through in those days.
And real quick, your experience working with Gene Hackman on the package. Gene Hackman's my all-time favorite actor. Give me your thoughts on working with
Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman was a tough guy for a young director, but I learned a lot. And Tommy and I made a good movie with Gene Hackman. That film reverberates today. And I just wrote a novel called Disturbing the Bones, based upon the themes of the package, to be out next summer.
Very good. Andrew, an absolute pleasure. Andrew Davis, go check out Stony Island on digital, folks, and his featurette, the documentary. It's a perfect way to view those films. Andrew, thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you. Best
no Ian Stoney, S-T-O-N-Y. No Ian Stoney, because it's a street name. Okay, man. Thanks so much.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, hear me out. There's only one thing that can make the holidays even more magical, and it's Kohl's clearance deals. I just got 70% off some really great favorites for winter, like cozy fleece sweatshirts for my kids, a cute sweater for me, and comfy pajamas for my husband. Kohl's for the win. And now I'm off to share my holiday haul with my family. Select styles, up to 70% offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Past the hour now on Christmas Day on the Good Day program, and who other than our friend Chuck Curry should join us to talk about Christmas movies. Actually, the list of the 25 films that have been selected to go into the National Film Registry. Home Alone is in there this year, Chucker. The Nightmare Before Christmas is there. 12 Years a Slave. I don't know, we were talking in one of the episodes about Christmas and whether The Godfather, just because it came out at Christmas, like Die Hard, is 12 Years a Slave.
Actually, Die Hard was a summer movie.
Was it? I thought it was Christmas.
It was released in the summer, but obviously as a Christmas theme. Die Hard is always going to be a Christmas movie for me. Maybe not for you,
well,
but for me, certainly.
I saw a poll asking whether Die Hard was a Christmas movie, and half of the people said, ho, ho, no, and the other half said, yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is 35 years ago. Is this still a discussion, a debate? Apparently it is.
I think the fact that we're talking about Die Hard three decades and a half after the fact, and it takes place on Christmas Eve, means that it is a Christmas movie. And it's also one of the greatest, I think, not only one of the greatest action movies, but one of the greatest movies ever produced. It's flawless, perfect. Bruce Willis is awesome. And that's
all right. So then let's look at this question.
Sure.
Does watching the film, any film, that supposedly is a Christmas movie at any other time of the year feel weird?
Yes.
Is
to
it?
Me. Yes.
Yeah. And not a Chris, so you wouldn't want to watch some of these movies that have been made popular, like Die Hard, at any other time of the year beside Christmas.
No, Die Hard I would, because it works as an action movie. But it, like, I'll give you an example. Here's some of my favorites. I think It's a Wonderful Life is the definitive Christmas film. I don't really watch that up until Christmas Eve. Would I watch it the day after Christmas? No, because it wouldn't have the same effect. You know, this year, I think for the sixth or seventh straight year at my local theater, Doug, I did an event called Dinner in a Movie. We screened It's a Wonderful Life for a few hundred people, serve them dinner. It's literally like a religious experience. The last 15 minutes of that movie is beyond cathartic and actually makes me tear up. It's a very emotional experience. Some other films that I really dig at Christmas time, I do love Home Alone 1 and 2, Scrooge with Bill Murray from 1988. That movie, like a fine wine, has really grown on me. Another movie that has grown on me over the years that came out in the year 2000 is Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone, which is sort of a riff on the same subject matter as It's a Wonderful Life. Nicolas Cage is wonderfully over the top, and Tia Leone never better in that movie. Now, I know a lot of people watch Christmas Vacation and A Christmas Story. Those are two immensely popular Christmas films. In terms of television, there's a Twilight Zone episode called Night of the Meek with Art Carney, which I find iconic. It's one of the best episodes ever of Twilight Zone. And there's a Happy Days episode called Guess Who's Coming to Christmas, which has Fonzie spending Christmas Eve at the Cunninghams from 1974, which I always watch this time of year.
Yep. I'm looking at some of the films that are on this list, like Bad Santa. I don't want to watch that, frankly.
I wouldn't watch it on Christmas Eve, but it is a good movie. But again, it's more adult and hard R. Billy Bob Thornton's really good, but it's not for the kids, no doubt about that.
Gremlins? Is Gremlins for the children?
For my kid, yes. Listen, that was one of the movies that constituted the PG-13 rating back in 1984, because it was very edgy for a family movie. But I do love that film. I do love it very much.
So going back to that era, then there's a movie that was written based on a book by a great talk radio host named Gene Shepard, who was on WOR for years in New York.
Right.
He narrates the movie. He wrote the story, A Christmas Story. It was the story of his childhood, and it's about a BB gun, and I think it's an acquired taste. Maybe. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, A Christmas Story, yeah, it's excellent. You know, it's interesting. I was watching an old rerun of a Siskel and Ebert episode when they reviewed that film back in the 80s, and they both said either nobody will watch his film or ultimately everybody will watch his film. And it was the latter, because just about everybody has watched A Christmas Story, as it is a perennial favorite this time of year.
Yeah, it is. Well, it was well written. That guy was a genius, frankly.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of geniuses, Chucker, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas,
and
everybody.
To your family. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, although we will speak before the New Year. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a one.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.